And the time has come for me over the years, because it wasn't only while I was on the council, I was doing the same thing from about 17 years on for people. And nobody to me, and care of the elderly and every other system that I could help with and so on. So it wouldn't be, it wasn't a great change for me to go onto the council. The only reason I was anxious to get on council was the fact that hopefully you could do more for people. Now, it can be very disappointing, and very disappointing over years when you're promoting certain things and when you're contesting certain things like mass direction and things like this and rights of way and so on. It can be very disappointing, and the members, in my estimation, needs to exercise more authority. Because even during my time on the council, I had many run-in with the executive and so on, but never ever made any difference. It never was offensive to anybody or anything like that, because, look, it's not them and us, it's always, I say it's us, the whole lot of us, because as far as Donegal people are concerned, they elect people like me to represent them as fully as they possibly can. It may not all be possible, but by God, I'll tell you one thing certain, when they all stand together, irrespective of, say, party or anything else, it does make a difference.
And what? And I suppose now then it'll be your nephew that will be taking over from you. That's an exciting time as well for him and for the community as well.
Well, I think that is another very challenging thing as well, I should say that. People need to make little of a county councillor, because a county councillor, definitely, I see, and I said it yesterday whenever they were talking about the mic, and Lifford, I said it yesterday actually, don't misunderstand anybody, because every councillor in there would love to see the problem solved. And it's a national problem, and we're dependent on our national representatives and all there to just make the decisions that will, say, facilitate the redress and so on. Because, look, I actually have a letter here going back to 2018, 2017, from the minister stating that he had set up an expert panel who made a report in 2017 with 8 recommendations, which I never seen, or nobody else seems to have seen either. So, therefore, there's been a long delay when you think how long that is ago. That's over 2017, that's 5 years ago. And people are living in dire circumstances in some cases, and those are the people that need to be urgently addressed. And there's not a councillor, I mean, it's not just me saying that. Every councillor would wish to see that happen as well.
And do you think Micah then will be one of the standout issues from your career then, Ian?
Well, put it to you, there are many other things. Group water schemes and things like that was very important as well. Full electricity for all the rural areas as well, because I go back that far, like long before that. And the other thing is the hospitalisation. I'm on the Friends of the Hospital now for about 30 years, so therefore I think as well they have a big role to play in the development of health services right in and around Donegal, and possibly again the Friends of the Hospital are not as active as they could be, or maybe not as forceful as they could be as well, because they have raised, I think, over 7 or 8 million actually for that hospital as well, and provided much of the accommodation or much of the facilities that are there as well. As well as that, for the elderly people going forward, or self or independent living as well, and it's going to be a big problem.
Do you think there's more support and more facilities required?
Oh, I'm sure of it. I'm certain sure of it, because look, why did we elect 37 members in a county like Donegal and send 5 representatives up to Dublin every week or so as well? And they can award themselves a figure of 6,500 of an increase without any question or anything else as well. Mm-hmm. And you have people, where everybody's talking now about people on the breadline. And now it's not just what, say, what was known poor or expected to be poor, but the middle income group are also under pressure for many things, because their demands are much greater. And you can't blame them. They're looking for the status of their housing and things like this as well. And they're looking about their young family growing up and a position for them in life as well.